This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What up? So I just thought of something else, because Halloween is, like, what, 9 days away or something like that. This girl I've been talking to, she wants to do the couples thing. She wants to go as pirates. And I'm cool with that, because I want to see her dress up in a little plaid skirt and wear the hook and the patch and all that stuff. She's going to look great. Me, on the other hand, I don't know enough pirates. I know Captain Jack Sparrow. I know Captain Hook. And I know Bobby Bonilla. Those are the only pirates that I know. So my plan is to dress up. I found a, what was our guy's name? Don Slott t-shirt jersey earlier today. He's an old pirate. And that's who I'm going to dress up as and hope that it goes over well. Or, you know what else I could do? Remember when Seinfeld wore the puffy shirt? Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll find a puffy shirt. And then she'll come as like a sexy pirate and I'll come as like a, now that's a bad idea. Let me welcome on Rob Brown from The Rob Brown Show. Rob, at some point in your life, you dressed up as a pirate, right? If not right now.
All right. Listen, Sean Levine, I want to talk to you all about this. I really do. And I want to tell you about, I've been dressing up. There's a pirate festival in my hometown. You can not only find me on the internet dressed as a pirate, you can find multiple iterations, but let me help you help yourself, buddy. If
Please.
You're talking to a young lady and she wants to go couples costume and she said, let's dress up as pirates. If you show up as a Pittsburgh Pirate baseball player, you are going to wreck that young lady. You're going to break her heart. You're going to take away her Halloween excitement. She wants to do a cute, fun thing with you. Suck up your pride for 10 minutes, dress like a pirate, put on some guy liner, get a little hat, and go dressed as a pirate, or else the next Halloween, you're going to be going, oh, I'm going to another Halloween costume party by myself, Rob Brown. What's wrong with me? And I will point back to this conversation, pal.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
I don't want to be a pirate. I will always take a Seinfeld reference, and that's why I'm not yelling and rage at you. Put on the damn costume and show this young lady a good time, Sean. Be a man.
I don't want to break her heart, Rob, but even worse, I don't want to break her heart. All right, that was dumb.
Hey, listen, what's the pirate's favorite letter?
Got me. I'm going to go with R.
Nah, his first love be the sea. Now tell her that joke, Sean Levine, and you'll be getting some smoochies at midnight. You're welcome.
That wasn't bad. You know what, Rob? I used to have a pirate that lived on the corner of my neighborhood, and he actually sold corn. You know how much he charged?
Oh, God, I'm going to guess about a buck an ear.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it was $1.50, which doesn't make a lot of sense for the joke, but it is what it is. No, it was a Buccaneer. All right, let's talk some college football. The Penn State job is open. The Florida job is open. I don't even, like, remember what happened with Urban Meyer in Florida, just because so much has happened with Urban Meyer at a lot of different stops since. Any chance you would end up actually being the coach at either one of those schools, particularly Penn State?
Can I say this is the dumbest way we've ever started a conversation, Sean Levine? All right, let's get to it. So I am going to go with, is there a way? Yes. What I want it to happen, if I was either one of those schools, first off, I don't know that Urban Meyer is going to be welcomed back at Florida. Obviously, he brought them some trophies, and they're never going to not celebrate those. But I think at this point, most of the people down in Gainesville are relatively convinced that Urban Meyer did not leave the University of Florida because of health concerns or that he wanted to spend more time with his family, which is why he left to do those things, and he was on ESPN like 8 minutes after he got on a plane out of Gainesville. So I don't know if he'd be welcomed back. And he feels like more of a Big Ten guy at this point anyway. So, like, if one of those two jobs was going to be open, I do think it would be Penn State. But Urban Meyer is not right now the guy that feels to me like he is the hottest candidate right now. Has it not kind of been the summer of Lane Kiffin, right? Like, he got his own documentary on 30 for 30. He's the only coach that College Game Day is going to for a live interview every single Saturday. Lane Kiffin, Joey Freshwater, my absolute most entertaining coach in college football, has now kind of become the guy. And I can tell you now, after having a conversation with a buddy of mine who is down in Gainesville and covering this team, Florida has Lane Kiffin as number one on their wish list right now, more than Urban Meyer. More than anybody else in the game, Lane Kiffin is the guy they want to push for, and they know that they are going to have to pay him gazillions of dollars to get him to jump up. And yes, it is a jump up from Ole Miss to Florida, but we also know that Lane Kiffin's kind of got Ole Miss humming along right now, and Florida's a disaster over the past 3 years. So they know that they're going to have to come off of mucho dinero, but Florida's not exactly cash-strapped. So Lane Kiffin, I think, is the guy that they're going to make the push for. If they can't land him, I don't know. And the other part of this, and Sean, this is what like I'm really interested in following. Kurt Cignetti just got $96 million from Indiana. Yeah. If I told you, forget a year ago, if I told you 3 weeks ago that the Indiana Hoosiers were coming off $96 million for a head coach, you'd have said, Rob Brown, you're never welcome on my radio show again because you've lost your gosh dang mind. But here we are. So if Indiana can come off of $96 million, what do you think a school like Florida or Penn State is going to have to come off of? And let's talk about one more that's opening. Florida State is going to fire Mike Norvell at the end of the year. They're not doing it now because you're looking at 56 mil of a buyout to him plus another probably 20 for his staff. You're looking at north of $72-73 million for FSU. If Indiana's handed out $96 million contracts, what are schools like Florida and Penn State and Florida State going to have to pay out if they want to try to get one of those guys away from a school like an Ole Miss, who, no, not top tier in the SEC, fellas, but they got more money than Indiana does.
Lane Kiffin's about to play everybody like a fiddle, and I think he's going to stay at Ole Miss with the bag. Because, like you said, I mean, he's already coached at Tennessee. I don't know if Tennessee is an upgrade or a downgrade from Florida or Ole Miss. And then you got the Florida job, but you got much higher expectations. I think what happens is he plays Florida, if not Penn State, and ends up going back to Ole Miss. And then I don't know who actually takes the Florida job and the Penn State job. I mean, you've heard Matt Rule's name. Like, Matt Rule, that's the best you come up with. It is crazy. What about Dabo? It's firing season. We talk about him all the time. No way. We didn't think it was going to go this bad. And then every single week I bring you on, it's even worse. And now, like, even I, who doesn't have a dog in the fight, Rob Brown, is getting sick of the excuses afterwards, talking about what it used to be and what it's about to be. What about the now? Like, is there any chance that he also ends up in the unemployment line?
First off, I'm going to say, if he does, he's in good shape because he's clearly got a wonderful future as a history teacher, considering how much he loves giving lectures on the history of Clemson football. No, I will tell you this. Dabo is not getting fired by Clemson.
Are you sure?
He's got a dramatic – no, he will not be fired, but I'll tell you what I do think happens because I will tell you where, for me, the blame lies for this team. Dabo Swinney, with the exception of Tom Allen, the defensive coordinator they brought down from Penn State, with that exception, and Garrett Riley, offensive coordinator, everybody else on that staff is a Dabo guy. There's a lot of former players. C.J. Spiller is a former player. Peter Boulware, a former player. He's got a lot of former players who have never coached anywhere. And you can see a dramatic lack of development of the guys on this football team, right? Like, look at the offensive line. Look at the running backs. Adam Randall's been better week to week, but they don't look like they have real dudes anywhere. It's just a matter of Dabo runs a nepotism program, and it's starting to show up. So I do not think that they will fire Dabo Swinney, no matter how good or how bad the rest of the year goes, Sean. What I do think will happen is Graham Neff will go to Dabo Swinney and say, look, dude, you're the third highest head coach, highest paid head coach in college football. These results aren't good enough. So what we're going to do is let you still do it your way, but we are going to tell you, everybody who is a former player, everybody that's a former, you know, your dog's veterinarian's uncle's brother that you met in the grocery store that one time, and then you gave him a job as a special teams analyst or whatever, all those guys got to go. They're out. They're gone. You need to build a legitimate, respected coaching staff out of actual coaches. The other problem is, and this is one thing that I have been hammering on hard here in the upstate of South Carolina, they went and got Garrett Riley from TCU. When Garrett Riley was done taking TCU to the national championship game, his team was a top 5 or 10 team in every offensive metric. Plays over 50 yards, touchdowns over 50 yards, plays over 20 yards, EPA in every SP+. Top 5 in all of them. All right, if you look at this Clemson offense, it looks like the same Clemson offense they were running in 2018, 2019, and it looks nothing like the offense that Garrett Riley was running at TCU. So my question is, do you think when Garrett Riley left Texas Christian University that he left his playbook, he forgot to bring it with him and just made this up? No. The answer is Dabo Swinney put handcuffs on Garrett Riley, which is why he said when he hired him, he's not here to run the Garrett Riley offense. He's here to run the Clemson offense. Dabo Swinney is going to have to recognize the stuff that you put together when you had Trevor Lawrence and you had Deshaun Watson and you had Kelly Bryant and Taj Boyd and all these great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Players that came through here, it worked because you had all these great players. College football's talent is much more spread out now. You're not going to be able to run that same 2019 offense if you don't take the handcuffs off of the one coach that you brought in that does have a pedigree and a track record of success. Nothing's going to happen at all. So I don't think they were fired, Dabo. I think much more likely, Sean, would be that Graham Neff, the AD, goes to Dabo Swinney, says, you're going to change this, you're going to get rid of all your nepotism hires, you're going to build a real staff, and you're going to attack the transfer portal like everybody else is. I think it's more likely that Dabo says, I quit, than they tell him that he's fired.
Wow. And maybe they do what Florida State did last year. Remember, Rob, when they went to their coach and said, all right, dude, you didn't do well enough. We paid you a lot of money, so you basically, we're going to force you to, I think he like put his name on a library or something. Just a very weird scenario where it's not good business and feels like almost the beginning of the end. We're talking with Rob Brown from the Rob Brown Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. You mentioned Cignetti and Indiana. Can they actually cash in? Like, they've got the third best odds, Rob, to win the national championship. And I'm thinking sometimes basketball schools become a football school for a year or two and vice versa. But nobody ever cashes in. Duke, North Carolina, KU football. You know what I'm saying? Could this Indiana team actually do it?
Well, I mean, listen, as much as anybody in college football can right now, I think the answer is yes. But I think it's not just so much an Indiana story, Sean, as it is a college football story. Like Lane Kiffin said a couple of weeks ago, He thinks dynasties are dead. I agree with him. I don't think anybody is going to be a Georgia under Kirby Smart those first few years or an Alabama. The reality is with NIL, with the transfer portal, and now with revenue sharing coming into college football next year, the reality of the situation is talent is going to be spread out. It is going to go more places. You're not going to be able to, like Georgia did, like Alabama did, you're not going to have three deep NFL guys on your defense. And you know, Alabama, how many years, if a linebacker went down, they just plugged in the next NFL first, second, third round draft pick at linebacker. That's not going to be the case anymore, because why would I go to Alabama and sit for 2 or 3 years when I could go to Indiana, make NIL, make rev share, still be that first round, second round draft pick, but play from the get, like from the rip. It's not going to be where you can stockpile that talent. So one of the things that I think you have to have now is a coach with a great personality that kids connect with. This is why I love Fran Brown at Syracuse. Go find some of the interviews he's doing, man. He's just a dude, right? Kurt Cignetti, how do you listen to I Win Google Me and these hilarious sideline interviews he's doing in games and not go, that's a guy I, as a 40-year-old out-of-shape white guy, I want to go drink with Kurt Cignetti. But 19-year-old Rob Brown, who loved playing football, that's exactly the kind of coach I wanted to line it up for. So I think Kurt Cignetti has as much of a chance to have long-term success as anybody else. But I also think college football fans need to recognize that because of the portal, because of NIL, because of rev share, we are not going to see long-standing dynasties like we have in years gone by. There'll always be the teams that are kind of hanging out around the top. They'll make a run one year. They'll be a, you know, top 12, 16 team next year, maybe another run 2-3 years down the road. But you're not going to have teams that are just standing as the number one team for 4, 5, 6 years like we did in years gone by.
Always. Not years gone by, Rob. Always. You can go back to, at least in my life, Nebraska football in the 90s, then the early 2000s, you had USC, and then you mentioned Alabama, and then for like 5 or 6 years, it was Clemson, and then for 8 or 9 years, it became Kirby Smart. There's always been a dominant program, and you're exactly right. There really isn't one, so I'll get you out of here with this one. We're talking with Rob Brown here on the Infinity Sports Network. You mentioned Alabama. Are they the best team in the SEC? Clearly, they've got the second best odds right now to win the national championship. Is it Georgia? Is it A&M? Is it somebody else?
I do think right now the best team in the country and in that conference. I'm going to say in the country. I really think they're in that conversation for best team in the country. I think Ohio State's a clear number one. I really think Alabama is right there in the back pocket, but I do think that makes them the best in the SEC. And I mean, listen, when I was at SEC Media Day, Sean Levine, I was on with you during that week, and I said at the time, and I still think I was right, this conference is going to be decided by quarterback play, right? And we can talk about the quarterbacks, Lenore Sellers. Well, he's having an ass-tastic year because his offensive coordinator, Mike Shula, thinks he can slam his head into a brick wall enough time and get through it. Lenore's is gone. South Carolina is gone. Marcel Reed at A&M playing much better football than anybody thought he was going to. A&M sitting right there at the top. Gunnar Stockton for Georgia has been much better than anticipated. Georgia's got one loss, and it's to Alabama. But I was still right. It's just none of us thought Ty Simpson was going to be the best quarterback in the Southeastern Conference. And it's nothing electric, right? It's just efficiency. It's not making mistakes. It's recognizing that, hey, I don't have to try to throw it 50 yards, though. The old Ryan Williams, bleep it, he's down there somewhere offense. He's just smart and efficient with the football. When Jam Miller is healthy behind that offensive line, they can run the ball against anybody in the country. I love Mike Elko at A&M. He's an absolute football dude. Like, there is no-nonsense football dudes, Brent Key, Clark Lee, and Mike Elko, those type of coaches. And I think A&M is on their way up, especially considering they are one of those resource-heavy teams, right? Like, they may not have the history that Georgia had, or recent history Georgia-Alabama has, but they've got all the money in the world. I think that Mike Elko is going to have Texas A&M as close to one of those long-standing, long-running, always-in-the-mix teams as they've ever been. But right now, what's the weakness for Alabama? I mean, if there is one, maybe their defensive backs are, you know, 25th, 26th best in the country as a unit. But Ryan Williams disappeared for 4 weeks, and Bama was still smoking chumps by 30 points, right? Like, that's how efficient and how much talent this team has spread around. And after they laid an egg at Florida State in week one, I think Kalen DeBoer was like, oh, damn, like, I actually got to do something here. And since black hoodie Kalen DeBoer has debuted a few weeks ago, this team has been an absolute wagon. And like I said, I would challenge you to tell me what the weak spot on the team is. I don't think there is one. Not only do I think Alabama is the best team in the Southeastern Conference, I think it is arguable that they may be the best team in the country right now.
I'm not going to fight you. Ty Simpson's been awesome, like you said. Remember when he had that car chase with that white Bronco? Or was that a different Simpson?
That is a different Simpson there, Sean. Oh.
There, they're telling me that was O.J. Simpson. I get my two letters tie, O.J. My bad, that's on me. Rob Brown from the Rob Brown Show joining us here on the Wednesday night on the Infinity Sports Network. You're my brother, Rob. Thanks so much, man.
Buddy, put on the sword, put on the eyeliner, be a pirate. I don't want to have to listen to you misery about being single next time I'm on the radio, pal.
Yarr, all that. Thanks, Rob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.